In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Your Eminence, Archbishop Joseph, very reverend and reverend clergy, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst. It happened that the homily I prepared illustrates some of the highlights of the beautiful lecture we all heard last night. This was a coincidence, so please forgive me. Christ our Lord is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. This is a revealed, declared, and confirmed truth that illustrates a holy intention and a divine economy. In the beginning, at the beginning of history, the beginning of time, Chronos, God created man in his image and likeness, through which man had the opportunity and the possibility of eternal life in glory, becoming an iconic being imaging his Creator. At the fullness of time, God became man and dwelt among us, and we knew him, Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. He remained with us, and he is with us to the close of the ages, as St. Matthew testifies in his Gospel. At the end of the ages, the end of time, he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead. The beginning of history, the fullness of history, and the end of history are all merged into the one divine economy, that man be with God eternally and partakes in God's nature. The beginning reveals the intention of the end, and the end fulfills the purpose of the beginning. And from the beginning to the end, the ongoing history remains our testing ground, on which we are challenged and tested as iconic beings, fulfilling the likeness of God through the grace of God, acting in us and accomplishing divine ministries. The main purpose of our earthly existence is to prepare for eternity and to walk not as fools, but as wise, as St. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, redeeming our time, for the days are evil. In his many sermons, our Lord Jesus Christ called upon his followers to value and redeem time, not to waste time, and to live in constant readiness to give account of our life. Watch, therefore, he says, for you do not know at what hour your Lord is coming. He describes to us the last judgment in so many parables and sermons, such as the wheat and the tares, the workers awaiting for their master to come, the unjust steward, the great supper, the talents, the workers in the vineyard, the 10 virgins, and many other sermons. All of these are to instruct Christians and lead them to a more alert and pious way of life, a life of repentance, and to establish their hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near, as St. James proclaims. Among the many testimonies of the future judgment, perhaps the most complete description of it we find in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 25. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, He will separate His sheep from the goats, and He will set the sheep on His right hand and the goats on the left. Explaining this depiction of the last judgment, St. John Chrysostom remarks that when the Lord spoke of the kingdom, He said, "Come, you blessed ones, inherit the kingdom," and He added, "which was prepared for you from the foundation of the world," which means from the beginning of the creation. But to the others He said, "Depart from me into the everlasting fire prepared," and He never said prepared for you, but precisely prepared for the devil and all his angels. This means that what was intentionally prepared in the beginning and shall be applied at the end is that everyone should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And this is the truth: to know Jesus Christ, the true God, and see and serve Him in every afflicted man, hungry or thirsty, imprisoned or stranger, ill or naked. These constitute the foundation of the ministry of Christ, because hunger and thirst, nakedness, estrangement and loneliness, captivity, illness and pain, they are all the fruit of sinfulness, which occurred right after the beginning of the creation. But at the fullness of time, Christ openly declared His ministry of healing. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." When the Lord spoke these words of the prophet Isaiah, He spoke them to people who knew and believed that the acceptable year, or the acceptable time of the Lord, is always encountered as a time of remission and recompense. Therefore, this ministry of Christ is to be fulfilled also by us, by all Christians. Through this ministry, we fulfill our acceptable year of the Lord, and we make divine history, a history in which every moment is a time for the Lord to act. History is not just about our human accomplishments and establishments, but it's about a divine truth, a divine fullness of time that reveals Emmanuel, God with us, here on earth, and us with Him in His kingdom at the last judgment. At the end of history, the last judgment will not be just a time for trial and punishment, but a lot more than that. It will be perceived as the end of all wrongdoing, crimes, and calamities. It will be the beginning of a new and better life. It will be the time of our translation from the militant part to the triumphant part of the Holy Church. We, the Christians of the 21st century, we cannot and we ought not be separated from the early Christians, who not just expected, but also awaited the second coming of Christ as their final triumph, when the Son of God will reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, and death is swallowed up in victory. As we believe what they believed, we also know what they knew. That the elect, whose names are written in the book of life, as we read in the book of Revelation, they shall neither hunger anymore, nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them, nor any heat. For the Lamb, who is in the midst of the throne, will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Therefore, brothers and sisters, let us await the day of judgment the same way we approach the Holy Chalice, with the fear of God and faith and love. Let us be ready to shout to the Lord with the same shout that concluded our Holy Bible. Let us say to Him with the Spirit and the Bride, come, and let Him who hears say, come, surely you are coming quickly, O Lord. Come, O Lord Jesus. Amen. Through the prayers of our Holy Master, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.